Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good to see you, Dane.
How have you been?
I'm doing good. I've been everything. Pick an adjective. I think in the last 18 months since I've seen you or so, a little bit of everything.
Yeah, it's been a crazy time for everybody. How do you fill the time when everything is shut down, you know, nothing is working? I know you've got a lot of future projects. What do you do?
Yeah, it's hard for me to stop, actually. So I was reading books, doing puzzles, baking bread, you know, you name it. Doing a lot. I was just sort of busy. It took me a while to actually realize, oh, I thought I'd sort of stop because I stopped working, but I somehow just put that into other stuff. And, you know, I think it was difficult for me. I don't know about how it was for you, but for me, I found it hard.
Yeah, same. It's, you know, when you go from going 400 miles an hour to zero,
right. Yeah,
it's a big
deal. Even worse for you because you live with a constant deadline, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, we're still doing shows from home and,
right,
you know, things like that. So it was pretty weird. I can't even tell you how much I enjoyed having a film that's so completely original, you know, not like anything else, a totally new concept. What a delight for, you know, somebody sees as many movies as I do. That had to be part of what attracted you to all this.
A huge part of it. I think Lisa Joy, who wrote it, directed it, she'd actually written this before she did Westworld, had created something which, by the way, 20 pages into it, I rang my agent and I said, you know, obviously I'm going to finish reading it, but I'm doing this movie because this is just so smart. And you think you know where it's going. I thought I knew where it was going. 15 pages in, all right, I'm Bogart. This is like, I see the kind of character I'm playing. And then it just goes left field. And then it's a romance, then it's a thriller, then it breaks all the genres and somehow manages to tie them all up and feel like it was always meant to do it. So having a movie with action, with romance, with suspense, with sci-fi that is also really intellectually satisfying is, for me, was a huge part of it.
It sure got me thinking about, you know, if I wanted to retain certain memories, if there were moments that I wanted to relive. I mean, in your amazing career, are there moments that stand out to you like that?
Sure. Hosting the Oscars, final night on Broadway, several. Playing Madison Square Garden, doing, you know, hosting the Tony Awards, being on set for the first time with Ian McKellen and Patrick Stewart. Like, there are so many. Oh, the National Theatre in London, you know. I would love to relive them because when you're doing them, there's always an element of tension in, I hope this goes well. So to be able to go back kind of knowing the result of it would be great.
Yeah, the one memory that you left out there was the day that you met Ryan Reynolds, though.
Yeah, I don't know actually who you're talking about. I remember. Yeah, he was like, the grip. Or the assistant grip. I think he got fired. It's a weird thing, Dean, that you bring that up. That's random. I don't know why you did that.
It's random.